All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. Extremely thankful for this wonderful weather. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious day. It's beautiful outside. We appreciate the cool weather. We know that you know what's best for us. We do ask for a little bit more rain. We could certainly use it around here. Father, today we pray for those who are facing illness and difficulty in their lives. We ask a special blessing on our fellow commissioner, Commissioner Pierce, who's not able to be with us today. Please bless him and give him better health. Father, we pray especially today for the situation in the Middle East. We ask that you bring peace to the land and be with them. Remember also the Getz family and friends as they laid Allison to rest this weekend. We're going to miss her around here. We just have a special blessing on those folks too. Father, lead us and guide us and forgive us where we fail you. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our meeting with a time of public comment. So if there's anyone who wishes to make public comment on items that are on the agenda, then you may come to the lectern. If you are attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment, and I will take a point of privilege and invite Mr. Chris Arsenault to the lectern. I believe he has something he wants to talk about with respect to the Keith Lake boat launch.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
Thank you, Judge Brandt. Thank you, Commissioners, and everyone else. My name is Chris Arsenault, and I'm with an organization that is devoted to kayaking, and we frequently come down to this area, paddle Sea Rim State Park and Keith Lake, and establish a paddling trail. Unlike a walking trail, this is one where we have 12 miles of uninterrupted water, something for the folks who are doing things outside besides fishing, which is a wonderful activity. This adds to it. You have a lot of folks moving to this area to work down at Sabine Pass and Port Arthur. So we have the blessing of the state park. We have the blessing of the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area. And this is a state park, Texas Parks and Wildlife trail. We only submit the application. So I'm here to start the process to ask for your authorization to allow us to put up a kiosk at the Ed Holder boat ramp in Sabine Pass and work with you as a partner and help us share the cost, which probably won't be more than around $1,200. But whatever the court allows, we'll abide by. But we just want to get this trail started, add it to the trail system that Texas Parks and Wildlife already has, and just something for folks to do down in this part of the area, which is a unique ecosystem.
This would make it kind of like the trail that's up on the Neches River at the saltwater barrier that goes up into the Cypress Swamps up there. And yeah, it sounds like a wonderful idea. I'm going to suggest to you that you talk to our county auditors after the meeting. They're over here at the end of the table about our hot tax committee. We would have to have a separate agenda item to approve the placement at the boat launch, which means we'd have to give 72 hours notice. So it'd have to be on another agenda, but we'll certainly be willing to work with you, and I hope that everything goes well because it is a beautiful area out there.
Yes, sir, thank you much. Just wanted to start the process.
Yeah, and feel free to call me during the process if you need any help. Commissioner Senegal is over that boat ramp. They maintain it and pick up the trash and everything out there. And so we'll be happy to visit with you should you desire to.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
All right. And we're going to start our agenda a little bit out of order. I don't see Bonnie Sprotts here. Okay.
Yes.
And under item A, under County Commissioners, consider possibly approved proclamation for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and I've been asked not to read the proclamation, but you are welcome to come up to the lectern and talk to us a little bit about Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Thank you. I didn't want to read the long proclamation, but I did want to point out how domestic violence affects us all. The cost of intimate partner violence exceeds $8.3 billion per year in the U.S. That's pretty hefty. There are 16,000 homicides and $2.2 million worth of medically treated injuries due to intimate partner violence. One in three Texans will be affected by domestic violence. When I started this job, I had never been around domestic violence. I didn't even know what that was. I'd never heard that term. And quickly, I started to educate myself because I'm a community educator and I speak on behalf of the agency. So as I started to educate myself and people started to know what I did, people came out of the woodwork to tell me their stories. And it was shocking because I always thought, well, that must be those other people, or they must be poor, or they must just be vile beings or something. They're us. They're people we know. And so I wanted to point that out. I have the records for the call records for the Beaumont Police Department. And since 2008, they've never had under 1,800 calls. Most likely, they have calls around 2,700 to 3,000 calls a year. And we know that most people do not report domestic violence, so we can double that number. So it's pretty substantial. And to hit home, next Monday is the anniversary of the shooting death of Ashley Barlow, who was employed as a probation officer here. The most dangerous time for domestic violence is when you try to leave your partner that abuses you. She had separated from her husband. He followed her. He had a GPS on her car. He followed her. Y'all know the story. He chased her down, and he actually fired 17 times just to terrorize her as she screamed and begged for her life and the life of her children. He actually shot her 9 times at point-blank range in the chest, and she was dead when the police arrived. He was sentenced recently to 50 years in prison plus an additional 20 years to run concurrently for his shooting at another innocent person. People ask me why it matters. If it does, if it's not affecting them, you know, why do we want to spend money on that? Why do we care? And the part that gets me is what it does to children. As adults, we have the right to leave. We can stop what we're doing. We can change course. But if you're a child, you're under the auspice of your parents, and you do what they say. You live where they say and all that. Children who just witness domestic violence, who are never hit, never struck, nothing like that happens to them, get brain damage. And I do mean physical deterioration of the brain, of the gray matter. And no one ever talks about that. But children who are just exposed get PTSD that is similar to that of combat veterans. They have psychological problems, difficulties learning, lower IQ scores, deficiencies in motor and visual skills, problems with attention and memory, and it actually alters their DNA, okay? It alters their DNA, prematurely aging them 7 to 10 years. They're 6 times more likely to commit suicide, 50 times more likely to abuse alcohol and drugs, 74% more likely to commit violent crimes against people, and 10 times more likely to abuse their spouse in the future. So that affects us all. These children come to schools and they actually have a learning disability. They have impaired, you know, brain waves and things like that, but their teachers aren't told. And they identify them as just ADD or those bad kids that always act up in the classroom and they can't control it. So our teachers are having trouble teaching them. They have 24 to 30 kids in a classroom and half of them are suffering from PTSD. And I go and speak to schools all the time and I hear that, so I know it's a fact. I just want to remind us that even if it's not happening in your home and you don't know about it, these kids are going to grow up and they're going to be commissioners and judges and lawyers and doctors and all these things. They're going to be leading our country someday, and these children will not be repaired unless we focus on that. The brain can be repaired if they get into a safe environment that is calm and loving, but we don't talk about that. And so I want to just draw our attention to how serious that is and how it will impact us in the future. Thank you.
Thank you so very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for insulation for Precinct 2 shop building. Item B is to reject all bids for a term contract for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County. Item C is consider and approve specifications for an IFB for a rebid of a term contract for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County. Item D is to receive and file bids for invitation for bid for a term contract for aviation fuel for Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item E is consider and approve award for a contract for a rebid of Jefferson County Entertainment Complex naming rights with Doggett Company, LLC. Item F is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for invitation for bid for a term contract for aviation fuel for Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Titan Aviation Fuels with pricing as shown on the attached tabulation. Item G is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for a rebid of cafeteria services for Jefferson County. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 2 to a contract for sale of vacant land located on Viterbo Road with Bria Investments, LLC, which will add an additional 0.8435 acres of land to the property, increasing the sales price $14,222.62, bringing the total sales price to $317,222.62, with the additional cost being included with the final payment upon closing. Item I is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file task order number 1 for the rebid of FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County with Tidal Basin Government Consulting, LLC, in response to 2023 flood mitigation assistance. For grant administration advice to develop up to 50 properties in Jefferson County for amount not to exceed $70,125 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-326. Item J is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file task order number 2 for a rebid of FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County with Tidal Basin Government Consulting, LLC, in response to 2022 flood mitigation assistance for Jefferson County to develop up to 37 properties in Jefferson County for an amount not to exceed $520,000 pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318-326. Item K is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file task order number 3 for rebid of FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County with Tidal Basin Government Consulting, LLC, in response to 2020 flood mitigation assistance for grant administration to develop 4 properties for an amount not to exceed $73,456.22 pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318-326. Item L is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with LexisNexis for online access subscription for County Court at Law Number 1 for the period November 1st, 2023 to October 31st, 2024 at a cost of $104 per month. Item M is to consider, establish, and approve a selection review committee to include one elected official to evaluate responses received for requests for proposals for professional grant administration and management services for the Texas General Land Office Community Development Block Grant Recovery Mitigation Resilient Communities Program pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-3326. Item N is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code, Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Do you need anything on G from us other than the approval to enter into contract negotiations for the cafeteria services?
No, sir. All I need is if each of you could submit a name for item M for the review committee.
Okay, and Mr. Yeah, we're going to do that. I'm going to ask Patrick. I should have asked you beforehand, but the number of properties on items I, J, and K doesn't seem related to the amount of the contract.
So what you have on item I is the actual application for the 2020. Item I, $70,125 is to develop the application for
50 properties
for the 2023 FMA application that's coming up.
Okay.
We're going to do, we're going to try to, you mentioned putting that out on Blackboard Connect, kind of getting some public input, and interest in that. Item J, that's our 2022 FMA application that we submitted. We were approved. This is the process to actually, we were approved for 37 properties. So this is taking it from
administration.
Yeah, this is doing everything to get the structures elevated, everything that has to be done, and how that grant covers that is like a per parcel fee on that. Item K, we have already spent roughly getting ready to elevate those four homes that were approved in the 2020 FMA. This is to finish it out. We requested a scope modification that we submitted on the 2020 FMA and to include these costs on a per parcel basis along with the normal just getting it to this point. We've had a lot of struggles.
And on our 2020, are we still going to be within the grant allowables for administrative costs for the?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What I think we're missing is a lot of the pre-application costs. We apply for it. We try to recover that. But if we don't get the grant, we don't recover that.
Right.
Patrick, could you send us a name of those locations of those 37 properties?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Item M, commissioners, I'll put Kathleen Kennedy on there.
Patrick, you want to do that?
Yeah.
M. Patrick's mine.
Denise Marcel is mine, pardon.
Beg your pardon?
Miss Denise Marcel.
Commissioner Alford?
I already gave it to him.
Yeah. Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't hear.
Thank you.
All right. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2023 budget transfer for the 172nd District Court for additional cost for payroll items in the amount of $295. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2023 budget transfer for the jail for additional cost for payroll items in the amount of $41,000. Item C is consider and approve a fiscal year 2024 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost of repairs for road machinery. Item D is consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with the City of Nome in the amount of $48,000 for a priority one project and $50,000 for priority two project. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 510957 through 511190. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, we've done item A. Item B is to receive and file fiscal year 2023 executed port security grant memorandum of understanding. And item C is to receive and file an oath of office and statement of officer for Terry Winchell, interim Jefferson County Tax Assessor Collector. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county clerk, we have one item to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file the list of election day judges and alternate judges, the list of the early voting ballot board judge, alternate judge, and committee members, and the list of the Central County Station staff for the November 7, 2023 constitutional amendment special and joint election. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
And seconded. Discussion.
Question. Where did we get those names from?
Where did we get them?
Yeah.
These are from the list that was approved the last process.
Did you, you didn't talk to the chairmans of each of those parties to make sure? Who put that list together, the original list?
The original list comes from the party chairs.
Okay. So there was no changes from neither one of them?
Not at this time.
Okay. Just want to make sure so somebody come ask me questions.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for September 2023, including the year-to-date earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Then we have two items under engineering. Item A is consider and possibly approve a replat of Lot 8 Interstate 10 Industrial Park in the official public records of real property of Jefferson County into lots 8A and 8B and 8C Interstate 10 Industrial Park HT and BRR survey, section number 15, abstract number 145, Jefferson County, Texas, located off Industrial Parkway in Precinct 4. It is within the City of Beaumont ETJ, and the replat has met all of Jefferson County platting requirements. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an antiquities permit application for the Perennial Environmental Services LLC. The project consists of installation of pipelines located southwest of the city center of Port Arthur in Jefferson County, Texas. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes everything on our agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Any elected official that has anything?
Judge, I'll say something. Our last constitutional amendment election, we had 9,600 voters turn up out of 146,000 registered voters. So again, I plead with our community to show up and participate.
And early voting begins?
Next Monday.
A week from?
So the 23rd.
6 days from now, following Monday. Keep in mind that there is an increase, one of the constitutional provisions is at number 9 that relates to the property tax.
Property tax.
Increases the homestead exemption from $40,000 to $100,000, and if you're over 65 and have a homestead exemption, it increases it to $110,000. Everybody wants to know why there needs to be a constitutional election. The Texas Constitution has had ensconced within it since 1874 or 1876 a provision that all taxes shall be uniform and equal. The granting of an exemption, whether it's for pollution control exemption or for any other property, is dependent on the voters of Texas approving an amendment authorizing the exemption. So that's the purpose of this being voted on. There are a number of other issues to be voted on, and urge everybody to get out and take part in this. So, hopefully you'll see brisk turnout. Anything else? If not, we thank you also very much for being here today. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.
It's supposed to reduce the...